At Audi Columbus, luxury meets convenience. Browse our selection online and complete your purchase from home. Then simply stop by to pick up your keys. The next generation shops online. Experience the future with us at AudiColumbus.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
Get your shopping done right this holiday season with Big Air Columbus. Right now, you can get $100 off Elite Player Passes at Big Air, which is unlimited play all day, any day. Or buy one $25 gift card, get a free pair of holiday grip socks, plus a 1.5 hour pass to use after the new year. Big Air is the perfect gift for the kids in your family. So get your holiday shopping done right with Big Air Columbus. Stop by today inside Fieldhouse USA at the Polaris Mall or online at BigAirUSA.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Patience to Prosperity podcast, where we learn how to act in opposition of our limiting beliefs in order to reach our fullest potential. Hey guys, it's your host, Lizzie, if you're new here, but if you're not, welcome back to the pod. I'm so glad that you chose to tune into today's episode. Clearly, you're coming here because the idea of your highest self stood out to you, and that's something that you want to become more curious with. And that's exactly what we're going to do today. But instead of making our highest self this abstract idea that we always kind of hear it out to be, we're going to simplify it. We're going to try to dim it down into simpler terms today. Because what I've realized, and I don't know if you guys can relate to this, but I feel like I have this belief within me that there is always a cooler, a smarter, a prettier, a hotter version of me out there that I will someday reach that I am not already currently embodying. And I think that's a result of this kind of framework from always hearing the term highest self in regards to it being something that we are working towards, right? It's something that we are trying to embody. We're trying to evolve into our highest selves. Like, I even say that in the beginning of my podcast episodes. And it's not that I'm completely destructing that and completely invalidating those words that I say in the beginning of every single podcast episode, because I still do believe that your highest self is something that you can work towards. And it's something that we should be working towards. But I think the problem is that we subconsciously are telling ourselves that it is so far out of reach, that this highest version of ourselves, this best version of ourselves, the best version that we can think of in our minds right now of what we look like, what our lives look like, and how we live our lives is so out of reach. That's where there's a lot of gray area. That's where we start to sort of take things for granted that are happening right now, because the truth is our life is happening right now in this current moment. This moment is something that you can capture and use to embody the best version of yourself with the tools that you have right now. And that's how you elevate your life. That's how you eventually just turn into the best version of yourself and live through that person every single day. And you might already be doing that without realizing it. Because, like I said before, you have this thought that there is always a cooler version of you out there that you have not yet reached. Because of course, there's always a version of you out there that we're working towards, right? Like, that's the point of life. The point of life is to grow and to evolve. So of course, we're going to be trying to level up as much as we can. But you can't level up your life without using this current moment to do so. You know what I mean? Like, if you are sitting here and you're thinking about what the best version of yourself looks like, and that's someone who, you know, tries their best to eat really balanced, you know, eats for the soul, but also eats for your entire body and your mind, and also, you know, works out consistently, moves their body, and views exercise as something that's really important to them because it helps them mentally, it helps them, you know, release blockages, whatever. And you're not already doing those things. That is really highlighting a barrier between who you are now and who you want to be. So I think, honestly, the secret to becoming your highest self is just acting as if you already are your highest self, because you are. Like, you are the best version of yourself that you've ever been right now. You know more than you've ever known in your life. You are the oldest you've ever been and the youngest you'll ever be. I think that this is going to be a shorter episode today, which I kind of love. And I think you guys really appreciate the shorter episodes too, because we really just get to the point. And honestly, I think there's something symbolic about the fact that this episode is going to be shorter, because it kind of just emphasizes the fact that becoming your highest self is not a lengthy process. And it's not so out of reach. It's happening right now. Like, you are exactly who you are meant to be in this current moment right now, because this current version of you not only is a result of all of the experiences that you've ever had in your life that have shaped you into this current version of you, but it's also a result of all the hard work that you've put into yourself, all of the habits that you've created, that you've built, and that you've broken over time. Like, that is who you are now. You are so much stronger and wiser than you give yourself credit for. And I think what we don't realize is that you have all the tools that you possibly need in order to be the best version of you today. All of those tools are already on your tool belt. Like, there's nothing abstract that you need to do that you haven't unlocked the key to yet. You are aware of all the things you're supposed to be aware of, right? Like, there is nothing so out of reach that you haven't come to terms with yet that you are supposed to know right now. Like, every single piece of information comes to you exactly when and how it's supposed to. And that kind of brings me to my next point. Quick little intermission as I hop on here while I'm drinking my mud water. I just wanted to let you guys in on a special little discount for 15% off if you use my link in the show notes below, plus $20 off on top of that if you choose to get the starter pack and subscribe. The starter pack is what I'm drinking right now as I talk to you guys. And I'm not gonna lie, I have been relying on my mud water every single day to help support my gut, to help support my brain. I feel as though when I drink my mud water, my cognitive brain function is so much better throughout the day. I feel like I'm able to find more clarity, and not for nothing, all of the benefits aside, just taking some time throughout your day to make yourself a nice little drink that you know is doing so much good for your body, and sitting in stillness and sipping that drink and reminding yourself that every single sip is you pouring love into yourself is enough as it is. But if that's not enough to convince you, then I just wanted to let you guys in on some of the benefits of mud water. So with their original starter pack, it is a mushroom blend of adaptogenic mushrooms such as lion's mane, cordyceps, chaga, and reishi, which all have individual benefits for your overall health that you can go and research on your own, as well as cinnamon, turmeric, Himalayan salt, cacao, and masala chai. Those are all the ingredients in it. Natural medicine from the earth with ingredients that you can pronounce, with only 35 milligrams of caffeine and 100% organic ingredients. So go get your mud water today if you want to implement a little act of self-love into your life every single day. We are living in this society today where everything is so fast. You know, we all are so aware of hustle culture. We're so aware of the fact that we are demanded to be places at certain times and do certain things and work as hard as we can every single day. And I think that it really takes a toll on us, because we have this sort of belief system that we need to embody things as fast as possible. That whatever goal we have set out for ourselves that we think is something that we want to become, we have to become that as fast as humanly possible. And that's why consumerism is at an all-time high. That's why, you know, things like body dysmorphia and having a really unhealthy, obsessive relationship with food or exercise is at an all-time high. Because not only are we so exposed to it, we are trying to get results as fast as humanly possible. And I think it's important to emphasize the word humanly there, because there is a point where we reach a limit, right? Like, we are humans. We are human beings, not human doings. And a habit doesn't just build itself in a day. You go to the gym for one day, that doesn't mean that you are going to feel inclined to do it again tomorrow. Whether or not that workout made you feel good or not, it takes some time to build that habit. But I don't want that to discourage you, because the more consistent you are with habits, eventually they become habitual, right? Like, they just become something that you do without having to think twice. It's just a part of your day. And that really ties into one of the first points I made, where I said, you know, in order to become your highest self, the secret to that is just acting as if you already are, because you are. So do those habits that you think your highest self would do, that the best version of you would do now, even if it doesn't feel like it's a second nature to you, even if it doesn't come easy to you the first time. Of course it's not going to if it's completely new. But how do you expect yourself to live a lifestyle where that is a daily routine for you if you don't start doing that now? And the truth is, the things that you really want to embody for a long time and you want to be in your life, those are long-term goals, right? That's where we talk about longevity versus short-lived spurs of happiness or a means of control. Like, you can go ahead and go create an insane workout routine for yourself that pushes you past your limits every single day until you inevitably reach burnout and then feel like a failure. Or you can be realistic with where you are in your journey right now, and you can create a plan based on where you are now, not based on where you want to be, because that's just not realistic. And I think sometimes we just have to kind of ask ourselves that question. Is this realistic with what my life looks like now and who I am right now? Because that doesn't take away from who you're trying to become. It just makes it so that the habits that are really important to you are actually going to stick long term. And they're actually going to become something that works with you, not against you. But in order to sort of create these habits that we're talking about, you have to actually believe in yourself. And I know that is probably not something that you want to hear, because self-belief is something that I think a lot of us struggle with. But the truth is, like I said before, you've worked so hard to become the person that you are now. All it takes to believe in yourself a little bit is to prove to yourself time and time again that you can start to rely on the person that you are in this current moment. And that may look different for everyone. But some little examples I can give you is just trusting that even if something in your schedule goes wrong, you will still have the courage and the strength to take that as a redirection, right? Because rejection, if you want to think of it that way in terms of this example, is just redirection. It's just a way of the universe putting us down a different path, because we're supposed to go down a different path. And that can feel really uncomfortable, especially if we've had, you know, a steady routine that we've gotten used to and that's really familiar to us. But you have to trust that you can fill your time some other way that feels good to you, that is still productive, even if that's just resting. Sometimes space opens up in our day for us to rest. And that's something that I've honestly really struggled with for my entire life. I feel like every time I, you know, have some space in my schedule where I have the time to, you know, take a nap in the middle of the day or just simply sit down and decompress and, you know, get off my phone and do something that feels good to me, I take it as a sign to fill that time with something productive. And so I end up actually resting even less. And that ultimately has led me to burnout a lot of times in my life. But the reason why I bring up this whole concept of relying on the person that you are now is because you'll never get this version of you ever again. So why don't we just slow down for a second and be with this current version of us? Ask ourselves what we can learn from this current version of us. Because there is so much wisdom inside of us that we don't give ourselves credit for. Like, you've navigated your way through your entire life, not all by yourself. Yes, you've had some help along the way, but you've gotten through your toughest times alone when you really think about it, because it's just you versus you, and your thoughts are your thoughts. You're always the person who's inside of your head. So things feel extremely real to you because they are happening to you in real time. And that kind of leads me to my next point of the fact that we kind of really rely so much on feeling in life. And, you know, we'll see a lot of people say that if you rely on feeling, you'll never get anything done. And I believe that that's true, but to a certain extent, because I think in a lot of ways we can argue that our intuition is a feeling, right? Like, sure, it's a very distinct feeling, but at the end of the day, it is a feeling. It's something that comes through that inclines us to do or say something. And so in some ways, we do need to rely on feelings because our intuition is really what is going to be the guiding factor of our journeys and of our evolution. So we have to differentiate between our ego and the thing that's telling us that we need to be somewhere else and do other things and that we're not good enough as we are. We need to differentiate between that voice and our intuition that is the voice that is telling us that we're exactly where we are, that is pushing us maybe to do other things, but in a loving way, in a way that actually makes sense, like actually has some sort of foundation to it. It's not completely arbitrary. It's not coming out of a hostile place, of a self-deprecating place. Your intuition is never going to make you feel small. It's never going to make you feel like you aren't already good enough. And I think it is really hard to try to separate and differentiate between the two. But what I like to tell you guys in this podcast is that your intuition is never emotionally charged. It's always going to feel like a knowing. It's always going to feel like sometimes you can't even explain why it's right, but it just feels right. So that foundation that I was talking about that your intuition lies on, it's not necessarily logic. It's not necessarily fact. It's just this clear knowing that comes to you. And it can be in the simplest ways. Like sometimes it's just taking a different route to school or work. And then you soon find out later that, you know, an accident happened on the road that you were going to take. So it would have made you late. And that's just a simple example, but definitely one that applies nonetheless. So you can kind of decipher between what your intuition is telling you and what your ego is telling you by asking yourself, would the best version of me do or think this way? And that's not to take ourselves out of it again and make our highest self feel like it's so out of reach, but it's just to simply live in that embodiment of who we want to become, to remind ourselves that every single choice we make is doing just that. It's putting us exactly where we're meant to be right now, which will eventually over time just gradually increase as we grow and we learn more and more into an even more beautiful, even more wise, even more all-encompassing version of ourselves. That's not to say that we are currently in this state of lack because we know exactly everything that we need to know right now, like I said. So the secret to stepping into your power is just by trusting your intuition. And the only barrier between you and your highest self is a lack of self-belief and ultimately self-love. Because when you really think about it, if you don't believe that you are already the best version of you, that's coming from a place of lack. That's coming from a place of self-hatred and not understanding that you already are all of these things. So maybe it's worth just kind of either thinking about it or writing a list down in your journal of all of the things that you are, and going even deeper as to maybe you're a daughter, maybe you're a son, maybe you're a sister or a brother. But going even deeper than that, you are someone who actively tries to do the best that you can. You are someone that actively tries to be the kindest version of yourself that you can be. You are someone that makes it a conscious choice every single day to try to brighten at least one person's day if you can. So that is all that I have for you guys today. I told you it'd be a little bit of a shorter episode, so I'm going to stand true to that. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with someone that you think might need to hear it. Maybe that's just on your Instagram story or to a friend that you've been talking to about the concept that we covered today. If you feel so inclined, please rate the podcast, give it a nice 5-star rating, and maybe even a review if you are feeling up to it. It really just helps me reach like-minded people just like you and grow this beautiful community that we are creating here. Besides that, you can find me on all my social media platforms in the show notes below. And you can check out that link to your exclusive Mudwater discount as well in the show notes. Last but not least, I curate journal prompts to go along with every single episode that I post. So go ahead and check those out as well in the show notes. If you are looking for a little bit of inspiration to dive a little bit deeper into today's concepts and kind of do some inner work on your own time while listening to this podcast or without me yapping in your ear, whatever floats your boat, go ahead and check out those show notes. Besides that, I don't think I have anything else I need to update you guys on, so thank you all for your ever-loving support, and I'm so grateful for all of you. As always, come as you are and leave a little more healed. Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly! Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.